Rorick Honda is all about family. In fact, Rorick wants you to test drive the ultimate family vehicle, the Honda Odyssey, like on the monumental shopping day of the year, Black Friday.
Yeah, and today we fill this van with more than people and a few groceries from the family. Plus, Rorick treats you like family with its Rorick Advantage, which is helpful tips and must-haves as long as you are a customer. So check out YourJagoff.com for clips from our trip, and as always, visit Rorick.com for all of your vehicle needs.
And now let's start this week's Your Jagoff podcast from inside a Honda Odyssey as we go Black Friday shopping
with Tracy and her trio. Holla!
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway. Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Captain Wild Bill.
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Rocky Blyer.
And this is the You Jagoff Podcast.
This is the Ajaga podcast, and we are driving, kind of, as we're...
It's not a, kind of. I mean, we're being driven.
Yeah, that's... Yes. And it's 4:45 in the morning on Black Friday, and we are on our way to pick up our Rorick Honda contest winners. Tracy, what'd you call them? Tracy?
Tracy and the trio. We should have come up with a jingle.
I know. That would have been cool. But if you're listening to the podcast for the very first time, make sure you subscribe to us on radio.com, the app. And make sure you listen every Tuesday and even write a comment or something. Tell us it sounded okay. But
Forget to check out our blogs.
Right. What do we have on the blog this week?
So we actually said cue the confetti, and that was basically announcing Tracy and her trio and unveiling her amazing entry that she was so creative about, her puff paint t-shirts and all the traditions and the rules that they have for Black Friday and why they should be chosen. So we chose them.
Right. It was a great story. And then, I mean, thanks to everybody who entered, but Tracy nailed this
one. She nailed it, yeah.
Yeah, so they are coming with walkie-talkies, t-shirts.
Even our, they gave us t-shirts. No, we didn't want to say that yet.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, edit it.
Okay. That's cool.
Edit it, yeah. Okay. So apparently they're coming with walkie-talkies and the whole nine. We'll see.
Right. And then on the blog, we also did one of our, if you're following, you know we do the charitable.
Yes.
And this time we had a t-shirt for Jackson's Journey. Make sure you go watch the video
Great video.
Go buy a t-shirt.
Because and share it and create awareness.
Right. 100% of the profits go to Jackson's Journey, which is local here in Verona.
Yep.
All right.
Thanksgiving,
so
we obviously had to check in on where you're at. And here we are at Black Friday. Can't wait to pick up these ladies.
Right. All right, Larry, we are in a Honda Odyssey 2020-19. What are we in here?
Right now we're in a 2020 Honda Odyssey Elite. This is going to be an awesome experience. So we're going to have 8 people packed in this thing and then pick up all their goodies and everything that they get from the Black Friday shopping experience. So plenty of room in here. I'm excited to meet these folks, take the shopping experience outside of the dealership and check out some happening spots in the city where we can pick some stuff up.
I love it. And it looks fantastic in here. There's like this blue trim inside. Wait, is it blue or is the lighting
just
blue?
Yeah,
it's got some illumination, so you can kind of see what's going on. Plus, it looks fancy.
It is fancy, and it matches us. We went with the gray motif.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
plus,
smart.
I obviously we had to put the reindeer antlers on the van.
Aww.
We got the red button nose on the front of the van. We're all decked out. Basically Santa in his sleigh rolling around Pittsburgh right now.
I like it. All right, and let's put Colin on for a second.
Tradition. Can we make this a tradition? I feel like every year, just book it, right?
Seriously,
Rorick,
we should just do it. We're going to do this contest every year, so
right,
make
done.
Sure you guys enter.
That's right. Let's put Colin on because, Colin, it's 4:30 in the morning. Did you know that 4:30 happens twice in the same day? Did you know there was an a.m. 4:30?
Unfortunately, and I only wanted to live one, preferably p.m., but hopefully we can pick up some coffee soon.
All right. So Colin, as you know, helps us produce the podcast. And Colin, you're going to have to be wide awake to take pictures because these ladies, the texts we received from them already this morning are
insane.
Yeah.
They're sort of angry because they think we're behind schedule. We'll be fine.
Right. They have rules and we're behind. And they already texted us that they wanted to go to Club Erotica.
Ain't going to happen.
All right. So next stop is we're going to.
The ladies. Okay. So for your listening pleasure for music today, We are going to hear Tracy and the Trio singing the one and only
Jingle Bells.
Just kidding. So, John, you know how on parades, like, they have the two co-hosts and one of them is, like, in a different area?
Yes.
We're, like, 3 inches from each other, but I can report to you from the back of the Odyssey.
So.
Oh, my God. It's been dirty since we picked
I know.
Up.
So we
I'm blushing.
We are with Tracy Tomasevich. And
you said that really well.
Thank you, because I actually figured out that I know her husband. So, anyways.
Let us come along.
So, this is our Black Friday podcast, and we are taking these four women to shopping. So, Tracy, first of all, tell us about your tradition here.
Yeah. We have been doing this for 20-plus years, and every year we make T-shirts. We have a blast. Just an unbelievable tradition, and friends, family, this is what we do, and everybody knows not to get in the way of our Black Friday shopping. So I want to tell you, we have broke every tradition right now today, just other than the fact that we're all together. So this is an awesome, awesome experience.
Okay, but you included us. We have these amazing T-shirts that we will get video of, because they're Black Friday Jagoff T-shirts. It doesn't get any better. John, are you wearing yours?
No, I'm going to.
Yeah, we have to put them on.
Which I got to say, and I hope this is not out of line, I want to shout out to my friend Matt at Mastro Signs and Printing in Trafford, because he did this at the last minute for us. And when I called to check on him, he answered the phone. He's like, "Well, Tracy, good morning, you Jagoff."
Well, that's no better way, right?
So he knew all about it whenever I asked him, "Hey, can you do this?" So
let's hear it from Matt. Come on.
Matt. I love it. Now, so, go ahead, John.
No, Tracy, you had emailed us a list of rules that you all have. So let's go through those rules, because we've broken two of them.
And tell us what we broke. Yeah. Well, we didn't. Larry, our chauffeur from Rorick, did. But
rule number one is don't be late.
Well, we missed that. Well, we missed
that. Okay. Second rule is no men, and we have three of them with us this morning.
Wow. Let's clarify. It's okay because they're staff, quote unquote, air quotes.
Absolutely. So, just amazing. Just all other rules was like no whining.
Okay.
No eating. Oh my God!
You can't eat before the You can't eat before the doorbusters.
But now that's all changed. So, and a couple years ago, when Dana joined us, she was like, "Oh, when are we eating?" We're like, "We don't eat."
Dana,
Rachel, this sounds like your crew.
That's what I said. This is my friends. But I will. I'm gonna be honest. I have to fess up. Colin's like a son to me, and I knew it was going to be a long morning because he doesn't like mornings. My bag is full of snacks. I have Kind bars, and I have.
She's like she has like the soccer mom bag.
But I'm not a soccer mom.
I should have sat back there. Shit.
So another rule would be, if you can't stand the crowds, stay home. Whining. And we're going to have a good time. That is just the just a keeper tradition.
And what constitutes a good time? Because it does get crazy, right, when you're Black Friday.
We get into stores, and we really people know we're there. Yeah,
we just don't understand.
We're yelling and screaming down the aisle.
We have them today. Check them. You know, the best part is you're standing in line ready to check out, and I'm 4 hours away, and I'm like, "What are you doing there, big guy?" And, like, they're turning around looking, and it's Lisa holding the mic or holding the walkie-talkie, and it's just an awesome, just a total Jagoff day. I mean, there's no doubt, you know. You're pumped. You're excited. You just can't wait. And, like, the whole way here is like, I can't believe we're doing this. This is just so out of the ordinary.
But you're not so regimented that you break it down by time, right? Like, you leave at a certain time, but then you just kind of tackle different. Now, I know you have a bag full of coupons and flyers and clippers, right? So that's a necessity, correct?
We just shop till we drop.
And it used to be more regimented whenever, like, everything started at 4 or 5 in the morning. And, I mean, we were very anal about where we were going, what we were doing. Come on, let's go. Now they've changed it so much. We're starting on Thursday that you just got to go with the flow. But, rule number one, don't be late.
That's my life.
So have you ever been chauffeured? Have any men ever chauffeured you?
No.
Your husbands or any? But, Tracy, you said in your email some of the guys have had to come, like, rescue you with the thing.
Oh, my God.
We've had the vehicle too full that her husband would have to come and pick up some stuff.
Okay.
The one time Tracy had an issue with her ATM card, and he had to come and bring another card and money and whatever. Yeah, we've had it all.
Well, we're aware, and even though this van clearly is roomy and we have room in the back for your bags, we are parents, and we understand we can put things on our laps. So don't feel afraid. Like,
we're not afraid. No, we ain't
okay,
afraid
you knew
nothing.
That. You were like,
we've had you're going to be buried. We've had people buried that the only thing you could see was their heads, and the only person that had arms available would be the driver.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And Colin, then
you heard it.
And the driver is usually a jag-off and does brake checks and, you know,
Tracy,
and running out.
Tracy,
oh, yeah.
Tracy.
It's on. If you didn't pee yourself beforehand, you were peeing yourself during. You know, you just...
So I guess she's saying she doesn't mind if you buy 12 poinsettias and stick them on.
Oh, my God. So every year I buy my poinsettias, and I'm talking like 20 of them, and I shove them in every open crevice, wherever I can in a vehicle. And I'm like, I can't do this. This is a beautiful, new, brand new. I'm like, this is a beautiful, brand new vehicle. I can't do that. So I might have to go shopping later for my poinsettias.
Tracy, tell us your squad here, your shopping squad. Who is everybody?
So, oh my goodness. First.
It's Tracy and the trio.
I like that.
Themed.
Okay.
So I've got to start with family first. I have my niece here, Amber Elizabeth Higgins, who is my twin. She is my everything. She's my niece. And Amber, say good morning.
Good morning.
Poor Amber.
Amber, what is the biggest thing you've ever purchased on a Black Friday, do you think?
The biggest item would have been, I think, like a 12-foot ladder from probably Home Depot. We had to get that in a vehicle. And, oh, my God, we bought a big, huge Craftsman's tool chest that one year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me. It just.
Wasn't that mine?
That could have been yours. So we have a system now that we bring ribbon, and you put a ribbon on your bag so you know.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so.
I brought a garbage bag to put mine in.
Yeah, so see what you get?
My next
part of my trio.
What's that?
We're professionals. Don't try this at home.
But get ready for your intro. Tracy's about to introduce you.
My next part of my trio is Lisa Tuscan, friends for many, many years. The best thing that ever came out of my husband, besides my son. So, Lisa was friends with my husband before I got into the picture, and she is just like my sister. She is just an awesome part of my life. So that is Lisa. We have been friends for many, many, many years. And back here, I have Dana Whitfield.
Hey,
we have been friends through Lisa, and she joined us. And she thought we were going for breakfast within the first hour. Who the hell worries about breakfast? Not this group.
Well, aren't you guys still full from Turkey Day?
Oh, no, well,
no. I didn't have coffee today.
Okay,
so we'll have to do the coffee thing. But these are my girls, and we've had people throughout the years here. Like my mother will never come with us again. She did it once, and my sister will never come with us again. And they just can't hang. And just here we are. This is my girls.
Here we
all
are.
All right.
So obviously we went through the rules, but what's our first stop? Like, where do you have to go? What's the place that we're going first that that needs to be tackled?
Well, normally it is Walmart.
Okay.
And we always go out to the one out in Delmont. So we are really out of
your element.
Yes,
yeah.
Really.
You're actually violating all Pittsburgh rules because you crossed
two bridges. But there's a Walmart here. We're going to the mall at Robinson.
Right. But we figured, I know John said we have something to do at 6:30. So we're going to get JCPenney's. And for all things is hair products. Their salon has phenomenal sales on their hair products.
Yes. I didn't know that.
So here's the deal. We do a lot of shopping for everybody else on Black Friday, but we do a lot of shopping for ourselves too.
Yeah, so, is the secret out now? Or no? The men know that.
They know.
Okay.
But you're saving money, so who cares?
Absolutely.
Right?
Like all kind of weird things. New sheets, new towels, your hair products. I mean everything. Yeah, my husband doesn't always know what we buy because I sneak it in the garage while he's not home. And
he knows now.
Frank, I love you. And I have to say, our people at Home Depot in Wilkins Township, they wait for us every year.
Yeah, they're going to be disappointed.
They are going to be so disappointed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they wait for us to see our shirts. And
well, we should try to get out there.
I knew you were going to say that. If traffic's not bad, we can
So we just got to say hello, Wilkins Township Home Depot, because we're thinking of you, but we're in a different place today.
Dana, what's the coolest thing you've ever bought on Black Friday?
You bought the microwave.
I bought the microwave. I think when I had my granddaughter and I bought a shirt that said baby's first Christmas, that was the most exciting for me.
That's
a good memory.
Yeah.
There's hardly anybody here. We like this.
Yeah. Wow. We're going to pull up and drop these ladies right off at the door at JCPenney's. And then
you're going to get in and out of this place like nothing.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go 1, 2, 3, go, right? Like, you know, like the teams do. Let's put our fists together, but pretend like we put our fists together.
All right, look, we have to make a request that you guys get your shirts on.
Oh, we are.
We got to get a picture. I mean, come on.
John, can we watch you change your shirt?
I was just going to say, I have to do it when you're not here because I can't show you my nipples. I can't.
Oh, my good Lord.
Oh, my.
Woo-hoo! For two. This is not fair.
Yeah.
But they're not in this.
Not a real shirt.
We are going to drop these ladies off at JCPenney's, and we'll see you back here.
Woo-hoo!
On the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song. Arthur. Arthur, welcome.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Yeah. I mean, how about, have we ever done this before where we just like sabotage a shopping trip? Never.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And I feel like that's just so Jagoffish.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I love it. And the fact that it's walkie talkies out here, it lets you know the level.
Correct.
Of this, you know what I mean? It's not just we're not just showing up here just casually going about Black Friday shopping. No, no, no. We got team shirts because you got to be in uniform.
That's it.
Got to be in uniform. Yeah, walkie talkies, because communication is key. We all know that, right?
Absolutely.
Got to communicate. And I see a ton of smiles.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're smiling this early in the morning lets me know it's a great day.
There you go. There you go. So tell us about what you've been doing, because when we greeted you, we realized that there's a little secret you've kept from us. You only come on once a month. We see you all the time. And all of a sudden, we're like, oh, Arthur.
Yeah.
You have
a book.
Yeah.
Yes. I had recently released a book called The Most Stereo Life. It's something I've been working on since May time frame-ish.
Okay.
But yeah, honestly, it's funny. I talked probably briefly about it earlier in the process, but then after that, I feel like I get so, goal-oriented or project-oriented that I don't even think about, like, talking about it more often. It's just, let's go to the next phase. What's the next phase? Right in the zing. Okay, now we're doing the writing. All right, now we're going to production. Now we're going from production to, all right, now let's promote it and things like that. So
sure.
That's why, man.
Tell us a little bit about what it's about, though.
Yeah, so it's a... Let's not write
it's called it's, what? Theories of
yes,
Life?
It's called The Moat's Theory of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a self-help book. I felt like a lot of people, especially athletes, they like to write autobiographies. And I feel like those are cool in the moment, but I wanted something that was going to be impactful to people. I wanted something that even once they, 10 years down the line, they read this book, it can still help them be better people.
Yeah.
So I break down each chapter based off my last name. So M stands for Make Happiness a Priority. A lot of people struggle with happiness.
Sure.
They think it's only tied into monetary things, so I talk about how it's more than that.
Right.
Then, openness yields strength. Because a lot of people, especially men, we don't like to be open about our issues and our shortcomings. We like to feel that we got it all, right?
Absolutely.
But it's important that we talk about our feelings. It's important that we talk about the things that we struggle with emotionally. Actively seek to inspire others. Because we got to make the world a better place, right? And I feel like if I make you better, you make her better. Now, right there, as a community, we're getting better and we're growing. T, turn fear into focus. A lot of people have fear, right? A lot of people are running from something. Or they're blocking, they're not allowed to go further because they're scared of, what if I fail? But for me, I said, man, what if you put that behind you, use that as a motivational tool? What if you use that to push you to do something that you thought you could never do? So that's why I say you have to turn fear into focus. And then S stands for smile. And I break it down as spread my inner love everywhere. Because I'm a smiler, and I feel like when I smile, it's contagious, and it's going to make you smile, and then from there, she's smiling, and she's smiling, and we go on and on, but ultimately, we all have that inner good in us, so it's important that we release that to other people, and
I'm just going to microphone drop.
Stop it.
Rachel who? That was awesome. And you know, I mother you, and I tell you all the time, you're a great guy, and every one of those things that you're saying, you can stand behind. So good luck. Well, let's find out if your book is on the list of things to get this Black Friday. So, ladies, weigh in.
Who's in control of the list?
Yeah. Introduce yourselves again. Who do we have?
Lisa.
Lisa, were you sleeping?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make
sure. Shout out to Lisa in the building.
Lisa in the house. Who's next to you, Lisa?
Dana.
Dana.
I like it.
Dana. Tracy.
Hey,
and
Tracy.
Amber.
Hello, Amber.
So they're better known as Tracy and the Trio.
Okay.
And then
like
there
it.
Has to be a woo-woo afterward woo-woo! Because
we
it's
go.
Black Friday shopping.
I like it.
So what do you girls think about this book, huh?
I love it.
Yeah. I definitely
love it. That is absolutely awesome because I think you need to be the change you want to see in the world.
Absolutely.
We have to find happiness within ourselves.
Absolutely.
So
it just turned into Oprah's book club. That's cute.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're doing a book reading next time, man. Don't worry about it, guys.
Right. It was just a little
remember
shameless
when you
do promo.
The book signing. If you need any help, we're available.
The Black Friday Boom. Ladies are
yeah,
there.
I
yeah.
like it.
It's
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. I like it. Now,
well,
my question is, will it be a Jagoff themed shirt to go with this though?
Yes. Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Jagoffs anytime.
Oh yes.
Here we go, boom.
Absolutely.
They bought the shirts, you realize. Like
no.
they brought them for us. Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that cute?
I thought it was the other way around.
No.
I like it even better now.
No,
yes.
it's not.
Woo-woo.
And we have to tell you guys that it's only fit and proper since we're sitting outside of Wahlburgers at, 6 o'clock in the morning in the Robinson Mall on Black Friday that Arthur is going to do one of his tailgates with Wahlburgers. So you all
yes.
have to come to that.
Yes,
fair
yes,
enough.
Indeed.
Just
oh
called
God.
You out.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Who doesn't love Wahlburgers, right?
Yeah.
And who doesn't love food? Who doesn't love football? Who doesn't love tailgating?
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 20 plus years.
Wow.
Just some of the rules.
Okay.
And sorry, first rule is don't be late. Second is don't whine.
Okay.
They were late.
Arthur, we were late.
They were late.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't us. It was Lair Bear and the Aurora.
Okay.
They were late.
Listen, y'all turned over a new leaf.
We did turn over a new leaf.
Listen,
yes.
listen. I don't think y'all fully understand. They've turned over a new leaf.
Really?
He doesn't know us.
Yeah, they were like, you know, they were 30, 40 minute people. As in 30, 40
Ish.
Minute people late-ish. Yeah.
Oh,
they turned
not
a new leaf.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, yeah. They got to the point now that they might even show up on time.
E-word,
like,
yeah.
If it says 7, they might show up at 7.
At 7, yeah.
So I'm just saying, man, y'all got a good, yes, it's a different
ratio. So your 15 minutes is nothing.
This is a new Jagoff team.
I texted him before 5 o'clock just joking, hey, rule number 1, don't be late. And he's like, we're late.
Yeah.
Rule number 2 is don't whine. The other is no men, so this is
Ooh.
All. Unless you're bringing us money or taking our packages off of us because we've shopped
Boom.
Too much.
Yeah.
So this year is a whole new gamut
and
of.
See, you bring some guys in, they want to bring y'all down, slow it up, man. Slacking on the job.
Absolutely. The best is just have fun. This is a tradition we've had for years, and we just we're blessed for the friendships, the family, that just. Just to be here and,
yeah.
and enjoy this time together.
Well, I was going to say, how did the tradition even start? You said it's been going on for 20 years now, right?
I started it probably with my niece.
Okay.
My mom came with us once. My sister came with us once, said they would never do it again because we were shopping for 12 hours. And then we incorporated my girlfriend
okay.
and our other girlfriend. And now it's just like, okay, what shirts are we doing? Because we make shirts every year. Back in the day before there was the print shirts or the shirt shops everywhere, we would tie-dye them ourselves.
Ooh,
we would
like
use that fabric paint and,
yeah.
and
puff
put the
paint, right?
Puff paint.
Puff paint.
And
like
and then we now have a friend who's a printer that has really done some awesome shirts for us. And so that this is where we are. And this is she lives out this way now.
Okay.
And she's always wanted to come out this way. And that's a rule. No, you come out my way, which is out towards Monroeville.
So we helped her sister out.
Yeah. So she's all excited. We're in her neck of the woods.
Now, you do realize
nervous.
That Tracy's on the phone with her son right
my
now,
son
right?
My son has met you before.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to put you on speaker, Zach, if that's okay.
Yo, Zach, what up, baby?
We're phoning a friend.
So, Zach, I need you to think of a question you might have. I'm going to put you on the spot here, okay?
But I know you still got slob
Can
on your
face.
Can
I go back to sleep?
Yeah, he's sleeping.
How was it in the locker room?
Man, so in the locker room before the game, it's crazy because everybody has their different ways to get motivated. Everybody has their different ways to get prepared. So some guys, they got their music bumping super loud. Other guys want to joke. For me, I was always super quiet. My locker was... I was right next to Vince Williams and Ryan Shazier, and then two lockers down from Troy Polamalu.
Oh,
and
my God.
In that area, it was so diverse. So you got Vince, who wants to bump his music as loud as he can. He thinks he's a rapper on game day. Then you have Ryan, who doesn't know if he wants to get dressed or if he wants to walk around. So he's, like, always half naked, half walking around. You're like, okay, so you're kind of wild right here. And then you have Troy. Troy's going to have his hair up. He's super quiet reading the Bible. And you're like, Troy, are you good, man? Like, and he just doesn't say nothing, super quiet. And then once everybody gets prepared to go, he lets his hair down, and he goes insane. And you're thinking to yourself, like, oh, this one of those samurai warrior type guys who's about to really kill somebody. And I would get nervous being around him sometimes. So that was how their routines were in the locker room. And for me, I'm over here like, let me text the fam a little bit.
Of course you are.
I'm going to check social media, too, because I can't help myself in that regard. And then after that, man, I go through my process of not being superstitious, but I like things to get dressed in a particular way. So I would start socks, shoes, then I put my pants on. Ooh. Then after that, I'm taping my fingers up. Yes, you notice that?
How do you get your pants on?
Yes,
over your shoes.
Yes, because this is my thing. Everybody has a saying, oh, they put their pants on the same way you do. And I said, I do not, actually. Because everybody who typically would get dressed, oh, put their pants on, then their socks, then their shoes. I said, no, my friend, I'm different. And that's why I can stand out at this level. So that was my routine in terms of, giving a little spice to what I do and some of my brothers in that locker room. But it was always a great atmosphere, though, man.
That's cool. Well, I got to tell you, when we found out that we won this contest today, my son was so upset that we were all going to Wahlberg's, and he goes, do you think you're going to meet a Pittsburgh Steeler? And I said, Zach, they didn't tell us what we're doing. So this just made it phenomenal.
Yeah.
See, told you you'd be with us, buddy.
All right. Well, thank God for Zach, because you guys sort of fell asleep on the question.
Oh, my God.
And Zach.
That's the same question I was
going
to ask. See, Zach?
I was definitely going to ask that question right there.
Good answer. So, ladies, I give your best happy Black Friday to Arthur, and he's going to deliver Moats' notes. So give us your little chant.
Shopping.
Black Friday.
Arthur, before you go, there's a question of the day.
I like when you look me in my eyes when you ask the question, too. It makes you feel so
important.
They're
always good. So if you could rename Black Friday, what would you name it? What would you call it?
By far, that's the best question I've heard today, too.
Oh. Woo-hoo!
He knows the game well. Go ahead.
Oh, man. So if I could rename Black Friday, what would I call it? Man.
I mean, like, some people hate Black Friday. Like,
see,
I don't hate it. I don't partake much.
You know what I would call it? I would call it controlled chaos with a deal.
See, I know.
Even though it's
kind of
long, it's controlled
questions.
Chaos with a deal because sometimes you don't have the people that want to be, in order. They like to get out there and just kind of run around, go nuts. Oh, my God, Black Friday. Elbow here, bump you here. Grab the TV, but it's not.
When my daughter was little, we would do that. I would crawl over anyone to get something to for her.
Yeah, when they're young like that, for sure.
Can I tell you one of the biggest stops used to be, and they hated me for, was Babies R Us, because they used to have their diapers on sale for $10 a case, and I would buy the diapers for the year, the diapers and the wipes, and like our vehicle would be. I mean, full of diapers and wipes, and they're
that's
like,
smart.
I can't believe that
like
we are
that.
Going to Babies R Us.
Like
and
that.
That's where we were. There's no need to be hit and punch or whatever. You know
right.
what? There's nothing out there worth anything.
Yeah.
We have witnessed
save
that.
Save that for the roads.
See,
right?
I've witnessed that as well, man.
Yes, and
that's
awful. There's no TV, no nothing out there worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be, like we said, we were like so shocked with all this today because it's like so...
Mellow.
Not our normal.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, whatever we shop for, this is what the priceless part is.
I like that.
This is this opportunity. We've always said we would love to get a bigger vehicle, rent the vehicle, and have, like, but to have us chauffeured, oh, my God.
That's big
this
time.
This is just
done.
Absolutely.
Done.
So, and to
time.
Have all you men in here with us today.
Ooh, breaking all the rules today.
We,
all right.
We have
all right.
broke every rule. every
like
rule. So I want to thank you for coming to, this morning with us, and this is just fabulous.
Yeah, well, and I think it's awesome, too, man, when you just talk about the memories that y'all have created over this 20-year span. Yes. I mean, you think about the experiences y'all have had. I'm sure you have some pretty cool Black Friday stories. And then some ones where you're like, ooh, yeah, we got to keep that to ourselves right there.
Exactly. Exactly.
What happens at Black Friday stays on Black Friday.
Hey.
There you go. All the packages that we sneak into the house that the husbands don't know about and all that.
It just is
a wonderful thing. Trying to hide stuff from your kids, you know, but just the girl bonding time is just, just priceless. This is just an awesome, awesome thing.
All right, Arthur, are you ready for some Motza's?
Motza's Notes.
Motza's Notes? Are you talking about Motza's Notes? Brought to you by J&D Waterproofing. Is that what you're talking about? Those Motza's Notes? Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a little fun here. I know it's Black Friday, and I know Thanksgiving just happened. So with that being said, when we talk Motza's Notes, baby, it's got to be Thanksgiving food thing, because I got to tell you about my top five Thanksgiving dishes, and I really hope, that y'all had a chance to partake in some of these amazing dishes. Now, the first one, it might be unpopular, but daggone it, somebody has to say it. I am a ham guy over turkey. Ham over turkey. Yes, I said it. I said it, and I meant it, all right? So you make sure you eat that ham over the turkey anytime, especially next year too, okay? Now, the second dish that you have to have, I'm talking absolutely, those collard greens, baby. Come on, man. You know those collard greens, man. When that juice hits you, it's just, it's like a party on your taste buds, baby. Imagine a 4th of July firework going off in your mouth. That's what collard greens are like on Thanksgiving. Now, the third thing that we all know, we all love is the sweet potato casserole, baby. Yes, I know some people love the candy yams, but no. I need the sweet potato casserole with the pecans or pecans, however you want to say it. But you got to have them up there, all right? And make sure it's good. It has to be good. A lot of love on that thing, all right? Now, the fourth dish on Motza's Notes. Who doesn't love baked mac and cheese? Who doesn't love that baked macaroni and cheese? That cheesy goodness with the pasta. Come on, baby. What are we talking about here? What are we talking about? It's mac and cheese and it's baked. Oh, just thinking about it is about to put me back in a food coma. I can't help myself, ladies and gentlemen. I can't. Now, the fifth and final dish. I'm talking the fifth and final, the one that's almost the most important. Matter of fact, it is the most important. You know that pumpkin pie, right? You know that pumpkin pie. I know some people talk about the sweet potato pie, and I respect the sweet potato. I respect the apple. I respect all that. But it's not pumpkin, though. Who doesn't love a little pumpkin pie? A little pumpkin. And you got to have a little ice cream with it, right? Can we make it a little fancy? And then I eat it. It just tastes so good, baby. So good. So, that's this week's Motza's Notes. And I hope you learned the lesson, baby. I hope you do. And until next time, peace out.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
The podcast continues. Rach, you're in the back seat.
Yeah.
And you're back.
I'm three inches from you, remember? It's like the parade.
We're kind of packed here.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to the mastermind of this whole thing, Tracy.
Oh, Jesus.
Tracy.
Oh, come on.
Rachel bought a fryer. So Rachel's
You're throwing me under the bus.
Rachel's getting some work done today.
Yeah.
I think she's learning from your group.
Yes, she is. She's also taking up storage space or package space. And she's not following the damn rules.
Right. I did, however, say that I would use it as a footrest to not invade your space.
You did offer.
But I got to tell you, we have a lot of room in the back of this Odyssey. We got,
we shopped a lot, and there's still a lot
of room. Yeah, we got some stuff going
that
on
is
here.
True, yeah.
Larry, Tracy's an awesome commercial for you guys at this point.
I tell you, I'm looking for a job. Yeah. I'm currently unemployed. I am a phenomenal housewife and a pretty damn good mom. But I will be searching for employment purposes. I can do it all. But anyway, yeah, so Rachel, and I just want to tell you, Walmart, wherever we were, just had three lanes open. What the hell on Black Friday?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not only did they only have three lanes open, like, no one was pleasant. No.
We did Walmart and
Bath and Body Works, JCPenney's,
yeah.
American Eagle. Yeah.
Starbucks.
What is typically the place you always find a deal? Is there, for either one of you, you know you're going to find a deal at this, whatever. What is
Walmart.
It?
Walmart. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we love us some Target.
No doubt. We are going to Target.
Old Navy usually does pretty. Bath and Body. I mean, really, very rarely do you ever walk out without a bag somewhere. But we have to always go to Walmart, Target. I got to get to Home Depot. I don't know how much roof rack this thing has, but I got to get to Home Depot.
Home Depot?
I don't know. My husband had the ad, and he was just circling all kinds of stuff. So
you have shopping bags full of ads.
Oh, yes. We can't plan where we're starting first until we look at the ads. And we go through, we circle them, we make our master list, and we look through them again and again and again. And, yeah, then we pass them around to the family so they can make, you know, give us some suggestions what they want to buy.
What about mine me? This year is a wing and a prayer.
What did you
I
say?
Have my daughter's list.
What about
funny.
Me?
I have no plan.
You have no plan. Tracy. Yeah.
I love that you don't have a plan.
I don't. I usually do, but I just not no plan this year.
Okay.
Whatever I see, I'm buying.
I have a little list on my phone, and that's it.
Well, my daughter finally, after 24 years, gave me a list that's doable. Nothing like over the top.
Crotchless underwear.
A lot of
for your daughter?
No. Yeah, Carl will buy them for her.
Dana, you're squeezed back there. Tell me a little bit about what's your plan at the next place. We know we're going to Target. Is there a plan to get in and out?
I have to actually look at the ad and see what's there.
Okay.
I did actually get most everything I needed. So, if they have something good, I'll buy it.
The good news is Luscious Larry's chauffeuring, so you guys can
He's luscious?
You could pull out any ads you want. You don't like. Nobody has to be worried about driving.
It's the beauty.
In here.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Look, he's going, no, not in this vehicle.
I got to tell you, normally I'm the driver, and this is the way to go. I'm telling you, normally I'm the one, okay, where are we going? Nobody's answering. I'm getting frustrated because I don't know where we're going. This is the shit to be chauffeured and dropped at the door.
Larry, you're hired for next year. Yeah.
To have some bag bitches to carry our bags out to the car and load
the bag.
This is better than I ever imagined.
All right, so you guys heard Arthur answer the question, but now it's your turn. If you could rename Black Friday, what would you name it?
I feel like
Bag Bitch Day could be one.
Shop Till You Drop Day.
There you go. That's a good one. You can make that a hashtag even.
Yeah. Hashtag.
As you're checking out your Target ads.
Hashbrown.com.
Oh, my goodness. What could we rename it? Oh my God, I don't know, but yeah.
Make it a t-shirt,
Tracy,
whatever it is.
Tracy.
What was it?
It's all about Tracy's shopping day.
Tracy's Trio. There you go, the happy elves.
Tracy's and Trio's shopping day.
Look, I love that you're comfy. Like, you're just sitting up there looking through your ad. You're like, whatever, when we get there, we get
we
there. But you are hungry now, right?
Yeah. This is kind of like the suspense. We don't know where we're going. I'm trying to, like, read the navigation up there. Where are we going? They're keeping it a secret.
There is a McDonald's sign, but we're not going there.
I know you can't say it, but the fuckery is unbelievable of what is going edit. On in this room. That's a definite edit.
Shopping all the way. Ha, ha, ha. Bells on bobtail ring. Making spirits bright.
All right, here we go. Rach, we just pulled into WPXI.
He's the best. He's like,
we
you people.
Investigative reporter.
Aaron in the house. Aaron, please look at us. Look at us. We're with the craziest crew ever. They get their cameras. Aaron, we're with the craziest crew ever. Look at them.
Hi.
Do your signature whoop whoop for him.
Woo woo.
That's all they. So do the malls. They love it. Yeah, so how has your morning been, Aaron?
It's been good.
Yeah. Any investigations that we need to know about since we've been shopping?
A lot of investigations on the day after Thanksgiving.
Because thank God.
Nobody's there to answer to anything.
Right.
So people are off, unlike us. No, things have been good, though. I literally just got out of a meeting to call through all the stuff we're working on covering today.
Okay.
So, things have been good.
And Black Friday shopping seems to be going well. Have you investigated that?
Because
we
yet.
Can tell you.
Mike Holton has investigated that.
He's a tanger?
Yeah, I think he is a tanger, yeah.
Okay.
So he's one of our reporters, and he's awesome, a great, great guy. and much more into Black Friday shopping than I am. So he was the right person to be out there doing live shots and going crazy this morning.
We need to drag you with us then and learn how to do this.
I mean, that sounds incredible.
There's a little spot right there.
I'm really good at getting small and tight places. That's kind of my thing.
But,
well, I feel honored that you guys really put off lunch to come over and say hi to me. It doesn't make me very popular, but I appreciate it.
This is just awesome.
I know. That's what I mean. Don't blame Channel 11. Blame John and Rachel.
There's a list of what we're blaming them for.
Larry's fault.
Blame Larry. We're going to call him Late Larry.
Right. So tell us, you know, we do a question of the day because you've certainly been on a million times. If you were to rename Black Friday, what would you name it?
Oh,
that's a good one. Mine are Stumpers. I don't know. Maybe I'll apply for a job in there.
Rename Black Friday. I mean, as somebody who doesn't shop, maybe like Hibernate Friday.
That's a good one.
That's a twist on it.
Which we appreciate because we have rules. If you can't stand it, stay home.
I totally agree. Yeah.
So stay home and do us all the favor because we're all about the shopping and you need to be in a good mood, have a good time. If you're going to be crabby and all that, stay home.
I know my lane. The last thing I want to do is cause more chaos than is already there. And if I'm slowly perusing through an aisle or whatever, I'm causing more problems.
And Aaron, before we let you go back to work, you have to tell them what your holiday is like for Thanksgiving, because don't you have to go to like a million places?
Yeah, so I was here yesterday, and then I got to make a beautiful trip up to Elwood City and talk about a hospital that closed, and then I came back here.
But then you get to eat.
They had some food here, which was nice.
Okay.
And then I went back to my parents' house, who live in Mount Lebanon, had dinner with them, and then went back to my house in Squirrel Hill and hung out. My wife's the smart one. She went to Chicago with her family.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Okay, ladies, before we feed you, do you have a question for Aaron like you did for Arthur?
Oh, my goodness.
You can't phone a friend on this one.
And by the way, let's not compare me to Arthur Modes here.
Listen, you're a little bit taller.
He's a little taller. He works out a couple days more a week.
Him and John, they have the same thighs.
What is one of your favorite family traditions?
Ooh, that's a really good one. Honestly, this is going to sound really weird. So being in TV, I often have to work on holidays. It's just kind of a reality of it. But my parents are fantastic, and I've been back in the city about 5 years now. And every Thanksgiving, they will wait until I get off of work, hold everything up, the entire family, and we don't eat dinner till 6:30 or 7.
That is awesome.
When I was a kid, we'd eat it at 3 or 4.
Absolutely.
Now, pushed it back, drives my grandparents insane. But we go over there. We have dinner. They always do a big toast where everybody does the what are you thankful for, and it's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I think that's something we all need to realize is step back how thankful we're all this fun shopping and all this that we're getting ready for Christmas. It is what we are thankful for and the meaning of it of the family, the friends, the traditions,
the togetherness.
And how much our family. I mean, I think this is true for everybody to an extent, but how much family sacrifice to let you do what let you live your life, let you do what you
absolutely
do what you love. I'm incredibly blessed for that and lucky, and I know a lot of other people are too, and it's really fantastic.
Absolutely. And I think every once in a while we need to more often realize how lucky and blessed that we truly are. Mm-hmm. Instead of, complaining about all the bad, we really need to step back and realize how blessed we are and be the change,
Absolutely.
Be the change you want to see in the world because, it's just an awesome, family, friends, tradition is just an awesome
thing.
Cue
Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror.
Starting with the man in the mirror.
Sorry, had to real quick.
Does mean we're not going to be on TV? I don't need to call my husband.
No,
you're not on TV.
I mean, I can put you guys on Facebook or Twitter or something. That's totally
cool.
Yeah, we'll get a picture.
All right, absolutely.
All
right, are we done with Aaron, girls?
Sure, but we want a picture.
All right, you got to get a picture. That was weak. You two didn't play. Are we whooping? One, two, three.
Woo! Woo!
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
I'm tired. That's all I can say. I'm so tired. We've had coffee. We've pumped it into our veins. Whoops. And we're at the end of the Black Friday journey with Tracy and the trio. And where are we?
We're at Wahlburgers at the block. Now, if you had to evaluate, are you more tired or more hungry? Which one are you more of?
I feel like I'm always hungry, so I'll say More tired. Yeah.
Amber, Tracy, Dana, and Lisa.
Good job. Did you notice he wanted me to see if I realized he remembered everybody's
names? She pats me on the head sometimes and she throws me a milk bone. But it is the end of the day, and let's go through the inventory because we had this Honda Odyssey. We were concerned about what it might pack, but it currently has it had Rachel's air fryer in it. It has a 60 on top of everything we bought today. It has a 65-inch TV. Right.
Plus 7 passengers, right?
Right, Tracy?
Yes. That's impressive.
Yes. A driver, 7
Get
passengers.
Get it, Honda.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We have so much stuff in this vehicle.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, kudos to Rorick Honda. Obviously, the Lair Bear made it happen. But kudos to you ladies, because this was the most fun I've had on a Black Friday. How about you?
You let us invade your tradition.
Yeah.
This was awesome.
Did we really invade, though?
No.
Or do you feel like we should start coming every year?
No.
I don't know.
My God. You need to do this every year. You need to do this
Throw that fishing hook out, John.
You need to do this every year because this was just awesome experience.
Yeah.
And we'll have to, like, enter every year anonymously and with
right.
a different story because this was just awesome.
Yeah.
And to ask if you're hungry or not, I am ready to go because I'm a morning person. So getting up at 3 a.m., that's nothing. I'm just at my peak. Let's go.
That's
right. I hear
you. Lisa, this is your first time at most of your Wahlburgers' first experience, right?
Yes.
Virgins.
I'm a virgin Wahlburger. I'm excited. I got the Wahlburger bowl something. I don't know. It sounded good. Barbecue Wahlburger something. I don't know.
That's because everything here is good.
Dana, you've been the quietest one the entire day.
Always the quiet
Yeah. So, Dana, what...
get her drunk, though. She won't be quiet.
Is that right, Dana? So we should not get you drunk today.
No, never. She had to drive me home one time from a catering job.
Oh,
nice.
My. That happens on podcasts. It's John's podcast. I drive
that
him
happens.
Home
right.
on a regular basis.
I get sloppy. I'm an angry
sloppy.
Drunk, too.
Oh, no. I'm a happy person.
Yeah.
Same.
I might take my clothes off and stuff.
Whoa. That does not surprise me with this group.
I don't drink.
Are you blushing now? I
no,
was the one
that's
blushing
so funny. I'm actually a happy drunk, too. So is this the first day of shopping? How about that?
Or yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
This is just.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Today's just like. You know, we get some stuff for the house. We do get some Christmas gifts done. But, oh, yeah, there's a lot more to go. There's a lot more
because
shopping
it's an experience.
To do.
That's what we've learned, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only person I really bought for was my daughter. And I can't tell you what it is either, Gina.
So we got to meet investigative reporter Aaron Martin, who now has – he asked for all of your Social Security numbers and home addresses.
Oh, Lord.
So
don't worry. We gave them to him.
Woo-hoo!
Just kidding.
No. All right, so we wind down. Thank you very much for entering. And, Tracy, let's just go over, for somebody who has missed it, go over the submission you made and just some of the – first of all, when we started the podcast, we knew you had rules. But talk to about the what you sent us
from
when
years
you
past.
Submitted this.
That we have been doing this for 20-plus years. You know, we do have the rules, but this is just more of the friendship, the time that we spend together, the traditions – that this was just an opportunity to have another tradition to be chauffeured around was just phenomenal. You know, this is the first time that men have been allowed with us.
Wow. We're rule breakers, John.
Right, we broke the ceiling.
Oh, you broke every rule this year. Every rule has been
we
broken
really
on our
did.
Black
That was
Friday
sort of our
tradition.
Job, yeah.
Just amazing. We have been doing this for years. Wouldn't trade it for the world. We're going to keep doing it. And it's just an awesome thing that we do. No matter if we don't get the ultimate gift today, you know, that don't matter. It's just the time spent together. Right. Just
well, you are certainly
awesome.
A great group, and we feel honored to have been a part of it.
Yeah,
right?
Again, you let us invade. One more time, you folks printed T-shirts, and tell us who printed those T-shirts.
That would have been Matt Mastro from Mastro Signs and Printing in Trafford.
Nice.
He has just been phenomenal on such short notice to do these awesome T-shirts. Look him up. He's awesome. Mastro Signs and Printing. Woo-hoo!
We'll make sure we put a link in the show. Yeah, that is
Colin,
good.
We're going to be doing that all the time all
right.
now.
Right.
You'll be saying, I couldn't sleep last night because all I was hearing was,
we'll take it. We'll take it. So thanks, ladies. We're finishing up at Wahlburgers. We're having drinks and burgers.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't get any better than this.
Larry, you have to drive us home.
Yeah, I skipped out on the drinks because I'm being responsible.
Right. You don't have to go sell cars yet.
Right.
I know. I have a whole 9-hour day ahead of me after this.
Thanks to Wahlburgers for accommodating us with some drinks and some
crazy
food.
Ladies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't know what they were getting when they were getting Tracy's Trio.
No, they didn't. And thanks to Arthur Motes, who always is such a joy, such a pleasure, but definitely spread some cheer today. And the ladies loved having him. Also to Aaron Martin for taking the time with us. I mean, he took time out of his job reporting on the hustle and bustle of Black Friday to kind of greet the ladies.
Just
kind
meet
of,
us.
To greet the ladies, yeah.
I think the ladies were surprised as we started rolling in these guests, like, who's next?
Yeah.
Right. So, and also, of course, thanks to, as always, Rorik Honda. Rorik Honda, thank you, Larry, for driving us around.
Anytime.
And Rorik Honda is all about family, as you know. In fact, Rorik wants you to test drive this vehicle that we're in right now, the ultimate family vehicle, the Honda Odyssey, like on the monumental shopping day of the year, which we just were through.
So today, we filled this van with more than people and a few groceries for the family. Just like Rorik treats you like family with its Rorik Advantage. Helpful tips and must-haves as long as you are a customer. So check out yajagoff.com for clips from today. And as always, visit Rorik.com.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.